These people came to Jesus and they said, you know, Moses gave us manna in the desert. So what about you? He gave them bread from heaven to eat. And then Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. And they said, give us this bread. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. As we remember Jesus Christ at this communion table, that's why we're here. And so we talk about Christmas, and we talk about the historic story, but the reason that the life of Jesus Christ is important is because of his death as sin, so that there'd be forgiveness of sin for the world. That's why they went and found out where this guy was born. Who is he? When did it happen? And Luke went back. He probably interviewed Mary. And he tells us stuff in the gospel according to Luke that no one else says. And we are here today, and we've got at this table, we've got bread and we've got, it's grape juice, right? It was wine for lots and lots of years. We've opted for grape juice because it's the same thing and it's not fermented. And if anybody ever had a problem with alcohol, we wouldn't stumble anybody by putting that on the altar. But it's bread and wine and it's up here. And well, Paul described what happened, right? He said that Jesus gave thanks and he broke the bread and he said, take this and eat it. This is my body, which is for you. And they had to, you know, you have to tear bread. And poor Jesus, and I don't mean poor because he orchestrated it. He died that way on purpose. But what a horrible thing that happened. And so he's our hero and we say, oh no, how could you do that to my hero? But it's for our sin and we say, thank you that you were able to show us how horrible sin is. And how much God loves us, and that he did that for me. Thank you, God. And then there's something about that tearing where we realize it's because of sin that it happened to him. Oh no, that's me. I've contributed to that weight and that burden and the need for him to die. God, please forgive me. And he said, every time that you do this, that you eat this bread, that you share this meal, do it in remembrance of me. And so now, we're all going to share in this meal. Anyone in the room who believes that Jesus, the real person, the Son of God, died for our sin and rose again in fulfillment of the Scriptures is welcome at this table. You're welcome to reach. And taking a piece of the bread is declaring that I believe Jesus died for my sin. I need what God has for me in me. So you're welcome at this table. It's an open table to all people who know and love the Lord Jesus Christ and trust him for salvation. So I'll ask two stewards to come forward, and then we'll pray over these elements of our communion, and then we'll share with all. Fred, would you pray for us?
Lord Jesus, we thank you for the great gift that you represent for all of us, Lord. And we thank you also for the sacrifice that you paid on the cross for our sins, Lord. And because of that sacrifice, you've reconciled us with the Father in heaven, Lord. And now we can come boldly before the throne of grace, knowing that our sins have been washed away by your blood, Lord Jesus. We thank you also because that sacrifice on the cross gave us the joy of salvation. The joy to be called sons and daughters of a mighty God. Yeah. And also, Lord, we know that nothing is impossible to you. Yeah. So as we come to you, as we lay down our lives and lay down our worries, our troubles, our pains, our struggles, we know that you will see us through, Lord. And Lord, there's nothing we can boast in but in you and your name, Jesus Christ. Name above all names. In Jesus Christ, we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. So this will come down and you're welcome to join. Thank you, Fred. That's okay if you pass those young people, Fred. We leave it to their parents to decide if they'll share in communion. So pass, they're wonderful, but yeah. If you guys find yourself denied somehow, and you say, how come I didn't get some bread? You talk with your parents about what you believe about Jesus Christ, and you decide together with them whether they agree that it's appropriate for you to be sharing in communion. And the day you believe, and the day that you're committed to the Lord, you're welcome at this table just like everyone else in the room. Okay? Sound good? In a similar way, Jesus took a cup after the meal, and I think we'd like to pass out these cups to you right now. And so if you'll take this cup and hold on to it, we'll get that done. Thank you, John. The Lord provides. He's got enough. There's always a way. It works out. And you know what? Mary and Joseph, they got to town and there was no room at the inn. And they were poor and they were homeless. Thank you, Bill. Jesus Christ's blood shed for us. Do you have one? Very good. Very good. Mary said yes. And she was an unwed bride, scorned by many, and her fiancé was going to divorce her. Right? And then Joseph said yes, and he was the guy whose gal was pregnant before they came together the rest of his life. We don't even hear about him anymore. And they went because they had to, not because they wanted to. They didn't study their Bible and said, if this is the Messiah, we got to get to Bethlehem. They had no idea. God moved heaven and earth to get them to Bethlehem as homeless people. And then sent them from Bethlehem as refugees to Egypt, with Herod trying to kill them, with genocide of all the 2-year-old and under babies in Bethlehem. This is the Christmas story, is poor, homeless refugees who God used to bring us this story. You know why? Because we're refugees from Eden. We're on the run. We're beset on every side. And our hero died on a cross. And he said, this is how I will have victory. Isn't that a surprise? This body of Christ and his shed blood restored us to relationship with God and is transforming us into the image of God that was lost way, way back when Adam and Eve had fellowship with God. And so thank you, God, for your body and for your blood. And we celebrate this table. Jesus died for our sins, and we will be saved by his perfect work. Amen. It is victory. It is celebration. It's not indignant, for if at this moment we all went like, hoo-ah, like, wow, you did that, Lord. Thank you, God. This is what Christmas is about, and it's why we'll do all the stuff. Because I want to give. I want to love people. I want to say, did you know that it's Christmas? And do you go to people and say Merry Christmas? Because they're not allowed to. Cut the ribbon and get to where people are and say Merry Christmas. And the people who are Christian are like, thank you. Nobody says that anymore. And the people who aren't Christian, they go, people still do that? I thought we were done. But Christmas is real and happening and people need to know. And so, God, we will say thank you and we'll praise you. And as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we do declare and proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Amen.